All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. Time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union here on WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy, how are you? Happy Friday to you.
All right, we have an interesting topic for you here because we're going to talk about interest rates, and I think that's very important that you do that, Mark, because we hear about the Fed doing this, about the Fed doing that, how many percentage points, but really, what does that mean to the average consumer, right?
Well, Tommy, that's it. And each time we're in a Fed watch right now, what do I mean by that? That the Fed is actively monitoring the economy. They do that all the time, but they're really trying to be very aggressive towards inflation. So we had a bout of inflation, and they helped cause it. And then the solution was, well, we can use our monetary policy. That's what the Fed is there for, and that's what they do. Monetary policy means they have two primary levers to affect the outcome of the economy. One is interest rates, and the other is the money supply. We tend to hear about the interest rate changes far more than the activity they do with money supply. Bankers tend to watch the money supply one probably more than anybody else because it affects them probably the most. But as far as, you know, a lot of interest rates are disseminated through the economy. Each time we're doing our Monday program, talking about annual rates or monthly changes in rates, and while we're on that, the preferred gauge that the Fed uses to monitor inflation is called the PCE, or the personal consumption expenditure. I know that tends to be a mouthful, but it was just released the last month, and they were expecting, the analysts on Wall Street were expecting a 0.2% increase, and it just came out just at 7:30 our time, 8:30 New York, and it came out basically at half of that. So that's good news. That's going to send a signal back to the Fed to say that, you know, we've been on this. We've been vigilant about increasing rates to take inflation down. And we've done that sufficiently well. And now it's a time to add some relief to the economy by actually lowering interest rates. So we're back to them and what they do. So they're monitoring economic conditions, and they are basically using the banking system, because the Federal Reserve Bank is the central bank of the country. So you've got the Bank of Russia is the same for Russia. The Bank of Japan is the central bank of Japan. You've got the Bank of Australia for Australia. So every economy basically has their own version of what we call the Fed. And they are using the banking system as the primary tool to get their work done. So when they came out just a short while ago, last week, and said we're going to lower the rates by 50 basis points, about one half of a point. It never failed. I'll get calls at work. I'll get emails. It's like, oh, my mortgage is going down by half a percentage point, and I'm not seeing, you know, I waited a while after they lowered rates, and I'm not seeing my car loan payment change a bit. And it does get confusing because you think you get so much press that it gets to people that they're not working in finance, they're not close to the industry, and they say, well, I mean, that's what the news just said, the Fed lowered rates. So why didn't it lower my rates? Well, it's they're lowering rates to the banking system, and then that ripples through to the rates to the consumer. So when they're saying they lowered rates by 50 basis points or one half of a percent, they were lowering what's called the federal funds rate. And that is the rate that banks loan to each other. So it starts there. And then by that simple move, it's an overnight rate that banks loan to each other. So it dropped from 5.5% to 5%. There's your 50 basis points. So the consumer's like, well, what have you done for me lately? That hasn't affected me at all. Maybe. Because then what the banking system does is they lower the prime rate. And what's Wall Street Journal Prime is probably one of the most quoted rates, and everybody might not be familiar with it, but it's highly quoted in the banking community for obvious reasons. That is usually the rate that the banks are loaning their best corporate customers. And that, Tommy, it's lockstep. As soon as that federal funds rate reduced from 5.50 to 5, the Wall Street Journal Prime reduced from 8.50 to 8. And so here starts that ripple going through the pond. Now back to the guy with the mortgage and with the car loan. 9 times out of 10, those are fixed rates. They got a rate. They locked it in at the time they purchased the house. They locked it in at the time they purchased the car, and that rate's going to, they're going to enjoy that rate for better or for worse. Meaning they could have gotten, they could have financed that at a high point. That's just going to run its course. That's going to go until the end of the loan. Every loan has an end date, and that's going to go until then. And that's where you and I were trying to encourage people to really pay attention to what the Fed is doing. If you want to take advantage to recent Fed policy changes, meaning drops in rates, you could look at what you're currently paying and then look at what the market is then charging after these rate changes have been in effect. And you got to be a little bit more proactive, though. It's like, oh, I financed a car 6 months ago, and it's at 8, and I see people financing cars now at 6. Okay, well, you can go into your lender, wherever you got that 8%, and say, look, I want to refinance my car for a better rate. Because that's what happens when the rates are fixed. Fixed, by definition, means they're not going to change. People on the other side of that have variable rate products or variable rate loans, they're going to be refinancing whether they are conscious of it or not. And Tom, when you and I were covering the Fed increases in the fall of 2022, 2 years ago this fall, and when they were raising rates so aggressively, 0.75 every month for 4 months in a row, that was very aggressive to the economy of the U.S. And it was flowing through the banking system. And the products that are typically linked to Wall Street Journal Prime are adjustable rate mortgages and credit cards. So I remember saying on the program, it's like, look, you got to watch because they're going to be that whole process is going to be refinancing for you every time it resets. So when the Fed rate was raising rates, credit cards might typically reset every month. So by the end of the month, all of your balance rose by 75 basis points. The next month, it did it again. The next month, it did it again, four in a row. So that's when people all of a sudden look down. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm paying what I usually paid. It was just a couple of months ago, and now I can't get my balance to reduce like it used to. Well, those resets on that variable rate product were lockstep with Fed rate changes. That's how they get through to the economy. That's what they do. Very little change on their end ripples through to very large changes on the consumer's end, and for that matter, corporate customers. Tom, you and I were talking about all these commercial loans on these skyscraper buildings all across the country to the tune of about $2 trillion worth are coming up for their resets. Now, those don't reset monthly. Sometimes they don't reset annually. It might be every couple of years. But by the time it catches up with some of those properties, it's going to be a major change. So, again, that's how what Fed action is doing on one side of it, and to affect the economy in a very comprehensive way, because the cost of money is going to ripple through to even the stuff that we buy off the shelves at the grocery store. So all of that is used to modify the economy in the direction that they want it to go. Increasing rates is going to slow the economy for reasons that we said this morning, and now they're on a decreasing rate cycle that should help the economy by bringing down the cost of money, and in consequence, the cost of most everything that money touches.
Mark, can you get a variable rate auto loan?
Yes.
Really?
They're not popular. They're not prevalent. But yes, I don't even think we do one at Jefferson Financial. I mean, it's just people don't ask for it, and the term is so short, Tommy. By the time you know, if something happened and you want to refinance, that's what normally happens, but
can
it's not normally a variable rate.
Can you refinance an auto loan?
All you want.
I didn't realize
many that. Times you should want absolutely, okay. Positively.
And there's no...
Yes, sir.
Is there a closing cost on that, or...?
No, not on a car, not with us.
No title search or anything, it's... Gotcha.
That's right.
Thank you, Mark.
That's it.
Very informative stuff. We'll talk to you Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Mark Roser, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some very useful calculators there. 7:55, Tim's given me the eyes. It's time for traffic on WWL.